Thank you for downloading the Focus on the Family Marriage Podcast. You can find more relationship insights at focusonthefamily.com/marriage podcast.
The pain of discovering that your spouse has been unfaithful is like being stabbed. It's going to leave a scar, but even then, there's still hope for you and your marriage. I'm John Fuller, along with Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, and they run the Focus on the Family Marriage Department. This is a heavy topic, affairs, and we want to approach it carefully. Greg, what's your first advice in terms of confession? So if a spouse has had an affair, should they confess that? How should that go?
Yeah, 100% you should tell your spouse. We've had this debate with people before in... Your spouse has every right to know because this is a marriage issue, and they have every right to decide if they want to stay in this marriage. Otherwise, you deciding what they should or shouldn't know, can or cannot handle, is about you, your fear, which is, I mean, I get it. I mean, that's scary to think that they may leave, but they have every right to know. Otherwise, that's total manipulation, and that never is going to work.
Well, I think God honors an honest heart, even an honest heart with a terrible thing to share. We're going to hear now, as Gary and Mona Shriver discuss with Jim Daly, about the day that Gary Shriver confessed to Mona that he had had an affair.
Mona, I mean, we have loaded the situation for you to speak to the pain in your heart the day that Gary comes home or wherever it was. You knew, you had that intuition that something was wrong.
I saw it on his face. I saw it in how he stood in the doorway. And I knew he'd met with the pastor, and I thought, oh my goodness, our pastor's dropped dead. But then he confessed, and I remember other names going through my head. And because when I asked who, but when he said her name, I knew it. I also knew that this was the end of a part of my life as I'd known it, that this was something huge. I didn't have words for it. I do now. I didn't realize what a trauma the revelation of infidelity is. And so I was certainly in that traumatized state. The pain was overwhelming. And you know, maybe we can talk about that a little bit more later. But at that point, I was pretty numb, didn't know what I wanted to do. When he told me about the one-night stand, at that moment, and this was a Holy Spirit thing in my opinion, at the moment he told me, I knew that God had allowed that so he could see how deeply into sin he'd fallen.
Now, that's incredible. Yeah. I mean, what you're saying there takes incredible maturity, that you saw that as a tool that God used in a... Yeah, in a horrible.
That wasn't me. I mean, I just knew that.
Mona, I need to press you though for that emotion. I mean, you're giving a great police account of what was going on, but my goodness, how did you feel?
I overwhelmed, pain, shock. I was incapacitated with pain for several months. Actually, Gary asked me if I wanted a divorce. I didn't know what I wanted. He asked me if I wanted to go to counseling. I said, whatever for. The only answer to this is that it never happened, and no counselor can do that. I was absolutely hopeless. There was not one part of me that thought we could save our marriage. It was over. It was done. I was going to lose my best friend. But while Gary was in the affair, I had spent those 3 years growing in my relationship with the Lord. Huh. And so I knew I would face the Lord, and he would say, what'd you do with this, Mona? And I didn't, like I said, I didn't think we'd heal, but I knew I would have to say, Lord, I tried.
Check the box.
I would have to check the box. Mm-hmm. And so I hung around to try because I knew that's what God wanted me to do.
Mona, we have a program called Hope Restored for couples that were right in your situation. And it has an incredible post 2 year 81% success rate. Mm-hmm. I'm really pleased with Dr. Bob Pauls, who runs the program there. He just does a fantastic job. And what I want to say about this right now, though, is here's the question for the intake. And it's critical, and I want your response to it. They'll ask couples that are struggling like you were, do you believe God can work a miracle in your marriage? And it's the critical question, because if the spouses, if they can say yes, but you don't, you know, the Lord, he's the only one, if you knew my husband. But just that little crack of hope is what's needed. Is that where you were at? You had that little bit of hope that maybe?
Perhaps. I really don't have an honest answer to that, because you have to realize in that traumatized state, nothing's working right, mm-hmm. even in your brain. You can't think straight. It's like the widow in the ER who was just told her husband dropped dead. That's the depth of mm-hmm. this wound. I must have had some little glimmer of hope. I believed God could do a miracle.
What a testimony of God's grace as we listen to Gary and Mona talk very openly about their story. Greg and Aaron, you've counseled hundreds of couples. You've seen this kind of thing happen where a spouse confesses to being unfaithful and somehow they feel like the marriage is now over. There is still hope, though, right?
Absolutely, 100%. I have worked with many, many couples, even recently, that the couple will come in, and one will have recently confessed to having had an affair. And it's amazing when two people, just in their brokenness, come together. They have wisdom, and they have faith. Just watching God do what he does, I can't even explain how he does it, but I have seen it over and over again, just the miracles of restoration, and not only restoration of the marriage, but restoration of individual hearts is phenomenal.
This is the kind of thing that if you are guilty of an affair, confessing it to your spouse is probably best done with a third party there, a trusted friend, a pastor, a counselor. Would you agree with that?
Well, it's terrifying to have to share that with your spouse.
Imagine.
And so for people who, of course, are going, I'm so scared to confess because I'm so afraid that my spouse is going to leave. I mean, that's a scary thing. It can be a great thing to go in with a Christian counselor, with a pastor, with a mentor friend, with someone trusted. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean the spouse would want that. So
oh,
it's not
I
a clear
appreciate that. So there's not a blanket rule here. You got to take your spouse's personality into account.
Yeah, which again is hard because you've had time to adjust to this news.
Yeah.
You've had time to pray this through, to come to a good place with God, to where you've sought forgiveness from him. So you've in some ways adjusted to this. This is the first time they're hearing about this. So Aaron, I know that you work with so many couples who are confessing this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you'd see that a little bit different.
No, I see it exactly the same way. Often what happens, though, is the other spouse discovers it. And so they're in shock. And so there isn't the opportunity to bring a third party in and sit everybody down. I would say working through it, absolutely 100% seek help from a Christian counselor or go to Hope Restored here with Focus on the Family. There's always hope when you are submitting to God and continuing to turn towards each other in your healing process. Granted, there's individual hearts that have to be restored as well. So I would say there's not a blanket
rule
as far as have a third party there. If you feel like that's going to help you and you feel like it would go well, it would create safety somehow within this conversation, well then, yes, pray about it, go with that.
Mm-hmm. This takes enormous courage in to trust in God, because again, people don't tell because they're afraid that if I do say something, she won't handle it, he can't handle it, he's going to leave me. I mean, I've heard
but
as
the
an
truth
excuse.
Is, they are going to find out at some point in time.
Absolutely. And they have a right to decide. I mean, I don't want Aaron to stay in a marriage based off of a lie or me covering something up. I want her to freely choose. And that means I have to risk the possibility that information may cause her to leave me.
Yeah.
But you're never going to rebuild this marriage unless you come clean, the secrets are out, and you're starting from a place of rebuilding from 100% transparency, honesty. You can rebuild off that. And as Aaron said, we have an intensive program called Hope Restored. John, we also have a great resource that we built over time by interviewing tons of different counselors. If you come to focusonthefamily.com/affair recovery, it's a great download that you can then, it gives you a game plan of what do we do, not do, what does this journey look like? So we want to walk with you as you face this, and you can do it. It's hard. Be courageous.
But we've seen time and again, couples have recovered.
100%.
And the research actually shows that couples who walk through this can actually have the potential of reaching deeper levels of intimacy than they have ever reached before.
Mm, That's really encouraging. So swing by the show notes and you're going to find info about Hope Restored, about that recovery link that that Greg shared. Also details about the Shriver's book, Unfaithful, Hope and Healing After Infidelity. We're offering that today for your gift of any amount to the Ministry of Focus as we reach out and help marriages. So please contribute today, and we'll send a copy of that book, Unfaithful, Hope and Healing After Infidelity. All the details are in the show notes. Next time, we'll have a little lighter topic as Drs. Les and Leslie Parrott offer ideas for keeping your marriage happy. And for now, I'm John Fuller. On behalf of Greg and Aaron and the entire Focus team, thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Marriage podcast.